So, matter of belief. Kind of Gideon is probably us, that even if all the world will tell you this is so, unless you actually see it with your own eyes, you may not believe it, or you may not want to believe it. You may want to confirm before you believe it. So, I'd like to tell you kind of this ancient old story. I heard it a long time ago. It may not be exactly the way I heard it. There, once upon a time ago, the animals realized that there's so much difference amongst them. They would like to gather their representatives and talk about it and make a good harmonious, you know, world together. So tiger came representing all the land animals, and eagle came representing all the birds, shark came representing all the ocean and the fishes, and a worm came representing all the animals living under the ground. They all talked to each other. Worm was saying how wonderful it is to live under the ground, how warm and how fun it is to dig around and find all the things that nobody else can see. And the shark was saying how it feels so good swimming in the ocean blue water, so much beauty in the ocean. And he was talking on and on about how good it feels good to live in the water. Tiger was talking about the forest and the trees and the rocks and rivers and how amazing it is to run through it and the wind and how lovely it is. And eagle was talking about, hey, you guys, have you ever seen things up to bottom? And he was talking about, or she was talking about, all the beauty of how it feels good to fly high, look things in up and down. And they all shared how beautiful and lovely it is as they were living in their world. And at the end, they look at each other and like, you know, it's disgusting. And they left. The story is kind of trying to tell in each way, if we stretch a little longer than as I was saying, each was trying to only say how beautiful, good it is the way they live. And they were not at all willing to listen or even think about possibility that the world and life that they cannot understand may still have a beauty and value in it. So when we're only looking at things the way that is familiar, accustomed, and comfortable to ourselves, we may never be able to see anything that's outside that box. That's my first talk, then let's think about it. This story about conversion of Zacchaeus is kind of very interesting, and somehow it's fitting with today's topic, or tomorrow. This person, Zacchaeus, was not only just a tax collector, she was a chief tax collector. You know what that means? Nobody likes him. Yes, amongst his own people, the Jews at the time, nobody likes him. He's rich, but nobody likes him. In a way of saying, the story kind of tells us a couple of things. And it, to me, it is somewhat interesting that, let's say, I'm not trying to make any assumptions, presumptions, or judgment upon those occasions, but if we were to say, I want to help homeless people, we're saying, oh, that's great, that's biblical, we should do it. If you were to say, I want to help lawyers and capitalists, what would you say?
They help themselves.
Yes, that's normally how we say. And Zacchaeus was probably combined together worse at the time. You know, rich capitalist lawyer could be Zacchaeus. And Jesus somehow wanted to come to his house and dine with him. The Bible tells us not just the one side of justice or charity, saying that just poor and needy and sick people are only always good people. That's not exactly what the Bible says. The Bible says is about the heart, what's in your heart. This person, Zacchaeus, his name means pure. That interesting? Zacchaeus means pure. That's from Hebrew origin, is the first part of his first name, Zach. Means to be pure, bright, clean. Now you may wonder, how could this chief tax collector could be pure? Right? The story is describing as a short person, short in stature. If you kind of want to see it in the eyes of Swedenborg a little bit, the correspondence is this could mean he's a humble person. He has a good heart. And he is climbing up a sycamore tree, which is actually a kind of fig tree. And fig has correspondence of doing good work. Good working actually means good work with body. But this guy, Zacchaeus, might have done some good works. Helping people behind, trying to live a good life, not just for himself, but the community too. You know, it is easy to see many things and how it is wrong. And looking in our community, a lot of people were saying, well, this is wrong, that's wrong. I had participated in that too. The government, I'm struggling with this new health insurance reform, and there's many things to go through and how it is. And then there's economic injustice, social injustice. Still, we have racism and about sexual orientations or color of your skin or your age, your gender. We do have all that. And some people may be more liberated, some people may not be that much liberated. So how does that all happen? Or what makes change in each person? Kind of interestingly, the Bible says one word, love. And Jesus, quoting Jesus, if you love others as yourself. And I've been sharing, confessing that it's very hard to do. If you really read the line, you love other people as you love yourself. Do you know how much you love yourself? You probably don't. You know, a lot of times we don't really know how much we love ourselves. So, how could you love other people as much as you love yourself? Unless you really know about how much you love yourself. But definitely there inside the love, there is a key to open this new door. In Buddhism, it's called compassion. It's kind of in a way of seeing all life as equal. And it is kind of portrayed in Buddha's enlightenment story that when Buddha was about to be enlightened, he passed through all kind of temptations. He thought he obtained enlightenment. And there was a dove kind of flying to him, and there was a hunter chasing after him. And he kind of embraced the dove. He wanted to save it. So he was bargaining to the hunter, saying, how much do you need? You know, small. What, 3 pounds? 5 pounds? So he cut 5 pounds weight of his flesh and gave it to the hunter. And the hunter was, let's put it in a scale. And the dove was much heavier than that. So he cut another flesh, about that much, put it on a scale. Dove still was much heavier. So he thought, and next he put himself on the scale. It was balance. Life to life, it's equal and the same value. If you can acknowledge that I, you, the way we are valuable and precious is we have life in us. And in the Christian, it's love. Love that is actually presence of God. And love is life. That's how Swedenborg explains it. You're precious and valuable because you have love in you. That love is your life. That's why you're valuable and precious. Why others are valuable and precious. And if you can see that in other people, not just the body or jobs they have or whatever that kind of surrounds them, you see a person who is exactly the same as you are, or exactly the same valuable as you are. And that, hopefully, we may create a good world. As Martin Luther King Jr. was crying out, he sees a dream. Maybe in the world we can see everybody equally and actually treat each other equally and fairly. And that's my hope too. So, may God bless you all in this journey. And hopefully you find, you make a connection to the love, the life that is actually present in you. And you may be able to see that in others as well. Amen.